This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Pro-life advocates demonstrated Friday and over the weekend to call for an end to abortion and other abuses of the right to life. And whether a blessing or a curse, major media gave virtually no coverage of events. Organizers of these events have long relied on personal persuasion to win the national debate as to why elective legal abortion should come to an end. At the big D.C. march, keynote speaker Ben Shapiro noted that pro-lifers are ridiculed by politicians and others as misfits, citing Democrat embrace of abortion as a sacrament and GOP failure to deliver defunding of abortion giant Planned Parenthood. Shapiro simply surrendered this way.
Perhaps we are out of line with the rest of society, to which I say, good. So were the abolitionists. So were the civil rights marchers. So were the martyrs in Rome and the Jews in Egypt. Righteousness doesn't have to be popular. It just has to be righteous.
President Trump addressed the March for Life, saying he is committed to vetoing anything from Congress that weakens protections for human life. Vice President Mike Pence and his wife Karen made a surprise visit to challenge marchers to continue great works for the cause of life. Karen Pence offered words of consolation and encouragement to those with past abortion. In other news, a federal appeals court ruled vouching that David DeLayton's videos exposing Planned Parenthood marketing of abortion specimens were never deceptively edited. And the U.S. Senate has censured two of its members for improperly discriminating comments about a Catholic nominee for a judicial post. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.